RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Take the best of care of your Kia 7-year warranty. Book your next service on kiaservice.ie.
And it's a very good morning once again to Damien O'Mara. Damien.
Brian, good morning to you. Thanks again. It is soccer to start, where there is a very big night in store at Tallaght Stadium tonight, where Shamrock Rovers host seven times European champions AC Milan. The clubs meet in the second qualifying round of this season's UEFA Europa League. Milan finished sixth in Serie A last year. They had been excluded from European competition due to a breach of financial fair play rules. Tonight is their first competitive game of their new season. Their talisman Zlatan Ibrahimovic is expected to feature in tonight's game. Their highly regarded new signing Sandro Tonali also expected to make his debut. Rovers have been very realistic in the build-up about the challenge that's in store, but they're also keen to demonstrate their ability. Here's their head coach, Stephen Bradley.
Ah, look, it's a fantastic opportunity for us as a group, staff and players. It's exciting to be looking at a team like AC Milan, and you want to test yourself every week, and this has been no different. Obviously the level's different, and they're a top team with some world-class players, but how we approach it and how we analyse the game hasn't changed.
The match will be broadcast live on RTE2 television tonight. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Coverage is on air from 6:30. George Hamilton will once again provide the soundtrack and joins me. George, in Shamrock Rovers, we have the Premier Division champions in waiting. Far and away the best team we've seen in the SSE or Tricity League this year. But in footballing terms, they face a massive task tonight.
This is a wide gulf that they'll have to try and breach against AC Milan, who are in fact European royalty. If you think of the fact that next to Real Madrid, they are the team who won the most in terms of the European Cup Champions League. And they represent a challenge that will be something not like anything that these players will have faced in their careers. But Shamrock Rovers have star men, and from the goalkeeper out, Alan Manis, Jack Byrne, of course, Aaron Green and Graham Burke. And they'll all be looking forward to this, a chance, as Stephen Bradley was saying, to test themselves against some of the very best.
The fact that the game, as a result of UEFA directives, has been played behind closed doors, as all these games are, I don't fully subscribe to the view that that will unsettle AC Milan, but the fact that it is a one-legged tie rather than two legs as per usual, that has the potential to be significant.
Of course it does. There's always the possibility of a banana skin, and you never know what might happen, like an early goal, a mistake, a team, as you say, that haven't played a competitive match this season yet. You never know what might happen. So it does, in a sense, level the playing pitch. The room for the shock is there, a bit like a cup tie at home or in England in the FA Cup. But you've got to remember that it is a top team from a top league in Europe, and they're preparing themselves for a big season, which starts at the weekend with a game against Bologna. You know, that's the level they're at. Shamrock Rovers will need to be above their level and ride their luck on the night.
When we look back over European ties involving Irish clubs, say Shells against Deportivo, Rovers against Juve a couple of years ago, we can even go back as far as Milan against Athlone, Bowes against Rangers. Fantastic occasions for those who were there. They live long in the memory, and understandably nobody can be there tonight, but it's a terrible shame that so many people will miss out on the occasion.
The times we're living in, and it is a terrible shame. I was just thinking as I was waiting to talk to you of what it would have been like on the Lewis tonight, heading out to Tala, the excitement that would have been among the fans. And I think back in my own experience of what I have seen in matches down the years, you allude to some. I can remember Manchester United playing Waterford at Lansdowne Road in their first match after winning the European Cup in 1968. I can remember Real Madrid playing Limerick at Lansdowne Road as well. You know, this is up there with that kind of level. Lansdowne Road on those nights was, those afternoons rather, no floodlights, was full. Tala would have been full to the rafters and brimming with sound, but sadly it will be played out against the background of no fans and no noise, and that is sad, but those are the times we live in.
George, thanks very much for being with us. George Hamilton, who'll be on commentary duty tonight, RTE2 television from 6:30. Dundalk also in action tonight. They're away to the Andorran club Inter de Scaldes with a 6 o'clock kickoff. That game will be streamed live on Dundalk's Facebook page. Primoz Roglic holds a 57 second lead ahead of stage 18 of this year's Tour de France. Sam Bennett yesterday secured his further secured his standing on top of the points classification. He remains in the green jersey, 47 points ahead of Peter Sagan. The race ends in Paris on Sunday. The second golf major of the year, the US Open, gets underway around lunchtime. Four Irish players in action. Looking ahead, here's Greg Allen.
It was Justin Thomas, the bright young American world number 3 ranked player, who came out and just set it straight this week.
It didn't feel anything remotely close to a major.
Thomas was referring to the spectatorless US PGA Championship last month, which actually provided a potpourri, you could say, of compelling stories and a final round with multiple contenders, one of whom produced one of the shots of the year. And so a new star was born in the 23-year-old champion, the world number 5, Colin Morikawa, who loves what he's seen at Winged Foot this week, famed, of course, for its difficult greens and lush graduated rough. And he wants to see as much suffering as possible.
I would love to see it as tough as it can get, penalizing bad tee shots. You know, you got to hit in the fairway. And if you're not in the fairway, you got to play smart.
Now, the last US Open staged at Winged Foot concluded with an incredible sequence of what can only be described as car crash-like finishes. Montgomery and Mickelson, they both double bogeyed 18. Harrington and Furyk, they had putts on the final green to send it to a playoff. But it was Jeff Ogilvy who brilliantly held his nerve to win. It was typical of what Winged Foot holds in store this week. Bogey avoidance looks like being the buzz phrase for the 4 days. And for the world number 4, Rory McIlroy, that's a task he's actually relishing, but with the recent joy of parenthood, hopefully softening that experience.
Something that I haven't done so well in the past is I haven't left my job at the office. Having that little bit more perspective definitely helps.
McIlroy and Graham McDowell are out just after 1 p.m, while there are evening starts for amateur James Sugrue and Shane Lowry.
And there are two race meetings at home today, Nace from 1 o'clock, Tramore from 2:45, and sports news is always available on the RTE News app and also on the RTE Sport website.